It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved, it's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. Smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. Day 8 of courtroom testimony in the trial of Alex Murdaugh here on the 3rd of February, 2023. Let's go back to the courtroom.
Call your next witness.
State calls Carson Burney.
Do you affirm the testimony about the public court shall be the truth, so help
God? I do.
And to take a seat in the witness stand, state your name again for the record.
Spell your last name, please.
Carson Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y.
Good morning, Mr. Burney.
Good morning.
Still morning, just barely.
It is.
Where do you work, Mr. Burney?
I work for the South Carolina Attorney General's Office.
And what is your job and title at the South Carolina Attorney General's Office?
I am the Forensic Accountant in the State Grand Jury Division.
All right. And how long have you been a Forensic Accountant?
Approximately a year and a half.
All right. And what do you do as a Forensic Accountant for the State Grand Jury?
As a forensic accountant, I identify, compile, analyze different financial records to include bank statements, credit card statements, loan documents. I also trace assets from source to ultimate disposition.
All right, and what did you do prior to serving as a forensic accountant for the state grand jury?
In 2019, I joined the South Carolina Department of Revenue as a sales tax auditor, and I was there for a little over 2 years.
There are a variety of other niceties, but because it's an in-camera hearing, we'll cut straight to the chase. As a forensic accountant for the state grand jury division, have you reviewed any documents in relation to a Richard Alexander Murdaugh?
I have.
And what sorts of documents have you reviewed in relation to that gentleman?
Similar documents, as I mentioned earlier, they would include bank statements, loan documents, wire information, money orders, and other various things.
And what were you asked to do in relation to those documents?
I was asked to trace the alleged stolen funds and ultimately show where the disposition of those funds ended up.
Now, you said trace. What is tracing from a 10,000-foot view?
Tracing is simply just following a fund. In this example, these are the alleged stolen checks, primarily that went to Forge account. and following the money through to see where exactly it was ultimately spent out of those accounts.
And so in analyzing records and in coordination with law enforcement, were specific instruments identified and asked of you to trace where their ultimate disposition was?
I was.
Now, when we say ultimate disposition, can you follow that same dollar forever and ever onto eternity, or is there sort of a line where you have to draw it and stop and say that's as far as we can go?
You have to draw a line. Obviously, you could follow money forever, forever, and forever, but for the purposes of my analysis, I looked at when they ultimately went out of an account controlled by Alex Murdaugh.
Did you also draw any lines when they went into any sort of loan statement or credit card statement or anything like that?
That's correct. If it was a credit card payment or a loan payment, I would stop there for that particular trace.
And have you prepared documents reflecting the conclusions that you reached upon tracing those funds?
I have.
All right. And just very briefly, there's a variety of different ways to trace money. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And just very quickly, which methodology did you apply in tracing the funds?
Right, so you do have to have some rules when you are tracing funds to stay consistent. So the method I used was a first in, first out method.
And what is the first in, first out method?
It's exactly like the name implies. The first money into an account would be the first money out of an account.
I'm showing you a document that has been labeled for the purposes of this in-camera proceeding as it states Exhibit 373. Very briefly, do you recognize this document?
I do.
What is it?
This is a tracing of funds regarding the $792,000 with the Ferris case.
May I please have the honor? And Mr. Burden, can you see that?
I can.
All right. And so explain very briefly here at the top, what is this green table at the top?
The green table at the top indicate the three instruments I was tracing. So the first being a check in the amount of $192,000 with a date or a negotiated date of March 10th, 2021. Second, a $375,000 instrument that was ultimately negotiated on March 23rd, 2021. And the last is a instrument in the amount of $225,000 that was ultimately negotiated on April 20th, 2021. And there you can see the bank number, account number that it was deposited into.
And what were the last four digits of that bank account that it was deposited into?
6779.
And what was the descriptive holder of that account?
Alex Murdaugh.
And what's that next column, the from column?
The from column is where the check was from, and you can see it was a Wilson Law Group IOLTA account.
And in preparing this document, did you have to review a considerable amount of bank records in order to prepare it?
A lot of bank records.
A lot of bank records.
Yes, sir.
And specific instruments, correct?
That is correct.
All right. And down here below, what is this blue table?
The blue table is a pivot table, which is just a summary in Excel that shows the ultimate disposition of where that money went. And you can see at the bottom, it will total out to the initial amount of money that went in.
All right. And not to call out any too many specific transactions because we are in an in-camera hearing, but we have here, for example, C.E. Smith, $507,561.63, and then the number 26 next to that. Can you briefly explain what those different columns stand for?
So the first column, you can see where it came out of the bank account. Those descriptors are what was written on the check or what was done with the check, as you can see with cash withdrawal. And then the total amount is in the total column. And then finally, you have the number of checks in the last column.
And then another name that we have here is what appears to be the name of an attorney in the amount of $150,000. Am I reading that correctly?
That is correct.
And then we have it broken down into two separate subsections. What is the distinction between those two different subsections?
Just different bank accounts where the money was ultimately disposed. Money would transfer from one bank account to another bank account. So I try to differentiate those two different accounts.
And I jumped ahead of myself a little bit getting into this first tracing exhibit, but just generally speaking, upon your review of all of the different bank accounts associated with Alec Murdoch, what was the general flow of funds? Did they primarily go into one bank account, or did they go into one bank account and then into others, or how did it work?
So with the forged checks, typically they would transfer out to other accounts. Alex Murdaugh had a few different Bank of America accounts in addition to the Palmetto State Bank accounts. They would go over there as well.
So he had a bank account at Bank of America that was labeled Richard Alexander Murdoch Forge. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And did he also have another bank account at Bank of America that didn't have any mention of Forge? Is that correct?
That's correct. The second bank account you're talking about appeared to be a personal checking account just in his name.
And so would money go into one account and then into that checking account, or would money go into directly that checking account, or both?
It depends on the instrument. For example, these three checks went into his personal checking account because they were named to Richard Alexander Murdoch.
And so here, coming out of that Bank of America account ending 6779, that is the checking account, ultimately $747,000 out of the $792,000 was dispersed. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then and how much was dispersed after being transferred into Palmetto State Bank account 6092?
$42,000.
6092, is that a particularly active account for Mr. Murdoch?
It is. It's one of his most active accounts at Palmetto State Bank.
And then a little bit further down here, we have something that's labeled PSB 1646 Alec Murdoch Farm. What was that account?
That was, it's just labeled a farm account, and it, from just looking at account records, seems to primarily deal with the farm being Moselle property.
And how much money of these Ferris fees was dispersed out of that farm account?
$3,000.
And then flipping behind that facial summary page, we're not going to go through line by line here, but we have every single individual transaction that is summarized in that covers pivot table. Is that correct?
That is correct. Some of the details I would include on those pivot tables, if there's a date on the check, the date it was negotiated, the amount, and the account number.
And then what we're looking at here, the $192,000, is that one of the instruments that you were tracing?
Yes, sir.
And then this next page, $375,000, is that one of the instruments?
Yes.
And then the next page, the $225,000, is that one of the instruments?
Yes, sir.
Bernie, I am showing you a document labeled at this time as States Exhibit 374. Do you recognize this document?
I do.
What is it?
This is a tracing summary for a check in the amount of $403,500 from the Moss, Kuhn & Fleming client trust account.
Is this identified in common parlance as Satterfield money?
Yes.
And it's a little bit tiny. I'm gonna see if I can zoom in just a bit. never mind, we'll just stick with this. All right, so on what date was that $403,000 deposited?
January 9th, 2019.
And I said the number, but how much money are we talking here?
$403,500.
All right, and then how much was ultimately, into what account was it deposited?
It was deposited into the Forge account ending in 7625.
And in descriptive terms, which account is that?
The Forge account.
The fake Forge
that
account.
That was DB, yes, sir.
All right, and from that account, were any funds ultimately dispersed?
Yes.
How much?
7625, you can see a cash withdrawal in the amount of $12,500.
Right.
But over two different transactions.
But otherwise, was that money moved into other accounts?
Yes, primarily yes.
And from the Bank of America checking account, how much money was ultimately dispersed?
$3,970.07.
And then was that money further transferred into other accounts?
It was.
Which account was it primarily transferred into?
Into the account ending in 6092 at Palmetto State Bank.
And out of that Palmetto State Bank account, how much money was ultimately dispersed?
If you could move it down a little bit. There we go. Looks like $387,029.93.
I'm not going to go through all of these payments that were made, but there's a cluster of payments here at the top, payment to loan, payment to loan, payment to loan. What are those, generally speaking?
Those are loans that were held at Palmetto State Bank that were under Alex's name, at least some of them in part, some of them in solely him.
And these items in parentheses, are those just sort of descriptors of those particular loans?
Yes, they're for my notes, so I could identify which loan number went to which loan.
And you specifically reviewed the loan documents in relation to each of these loans, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you're familiar with the supporting documentation for what they were collateralized by?
Yes.
So here at the top, we have a loan for Redbeard, correct?
That is correct.
And a payment on that in the amount of $47,000-some-odd?
Yes, sir.
And then for Zero United in the amount of $55,684 and some change. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then a payment on a Moselle loan. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And how much was that one?
$65,238.92.
And then a payment on a GMC Yukon. How much was that payment?
$75,099.35.
And how much was paid on this Moselle note?
$104,056.51.
And then once again, as with before, in these yellow tables, you have the specific transactions that you traced using that first in, first out method, correct?
Yes, sir.
And is this the instrument that you traced?
Yes, sir.
I'm showing you a document labeled as States Exhibit 375. Do you recognize this document?
I do.
And what is it?
This is a tracing summary of a check from the Moss, Kuhn & Fleming client trust account, roughly in the amount of $2.9 million.
And when was this instrument deposited?
That was May 15th, 2019.
And you indicated it was roughly $2.9 million?
Yes, sir.
And into what account was it deposited?
Into a Forge account ending in 7625.
And here we have a summary table of all the various expenses that $2.9 million funded. The sum total, this first account appears to be the farm account. How much money was ultimately dispersed from the farm account?
$147,247.
And this next one would be for the checking account, is that correct?
That is correct, ending in 6092.
And how much money, this one's a long one, so we have to flip over. How much money was ultimately dispersed from that checking account?
$1,429,753.
And this next one says 6649. Is that an additional account at Palmetto State Bank?
That is another checking account under the name of Alex Murdaugh.
And how much was ultimately dispersed from that account?
$13,000.
And then here we have 6779 BOFA. Is that the checking account at Bank of America?
That is a personal checking account at Bank of America.
And how much was ultimately dispersed from that account?
If you scoot it up just a hair.
I keep looking down and you're looking up. My bad.
$1,208,449.89.
All right, and to identify just a handful of specific transactions or specific individuals who received some of this money, here we have a C.E. Smith. We actually have a variety of names here. In reviewing the instruments, did you see any sort of pattern of differentiation of checks all going to the same person?
I did. I saw it in different names. Just off the top of my head, it was over 10 different variations of that name.
Okay. But all of those different variations, to your understanding and working with law enforcement, who is it your understanding all those checks refer to?
Curtis Edward Smith.
And so here we have a line that says C.E. Smith, and how much went out of this money to him?
So under the name C.E. Smith, $132,687.03.
And over how many instruments was that money effectuated?
24 different instruments.
And then a little bit further down, we have a Curtis E. Smith. And if I can read lines correctly, how much money was dispersed under that name?
$56,765.48.
And over how many instruments?
Your highlighter's covering it by 12.
And the next name down, Curtis Eddie Smith.
$6,404.
And that was a single instrument?
Yes, sir.
Curtis Edward Smith.
$4,725 over one instrument.
And Curtis Smith.
Curtis Smith, $23,823.03 over four different instruments.
We additionally had a payment to a credit card here in the amount of how much?
$7,570.50.
And did you ultimately get the records of that credit card?
I did.
Did you attempt to trace any further what specific purchases that money went to?
I did not. I just ended out the payment to the credit card for my own sanity, primarily.
And here we have Randolph Murdoch III. How much money went to Mr. Murdoch?
It was $385,000 in one instrument.
And then additionally, right below that, we have the name Scott Harriet. How much money went to Mr. Harriet?
$84 over one instrument.
Your Honor, we'll see if we can accelerate this process a little bit. Mr. Burney, I have handed you a series of exhibits, starting with states 376 and ending in states 397. Do you recognize these documents?
I do.
And are all of these exhibits from 376 to 397 documents that you prepared tracing the flow of funds from instruments involving money going through the Forge account through checks negotiated in the name of Palmetto State Bank and from the Ferris fees from the Mack Truck case?
Yes, sir.
And I think we actually already got through the Ferris fees from that truck case. So these would be what went through the Forge account, correct?
Through the Forge account, there's some Palmetto State Bank checks in there as well. In addition to, I believe there might be a check or two in the name of Alex Murdoch in there.
And throughout all of these tracings and all of these summaries, do they reflect that the money that Mr. Murdoch took went to his personal use and benefit?
They do.
And these are ordered in, roughly speaking, reverse chronological order, correct?
Correct.
Going from 2021 all the way back to a date of deposit on December 20th, 2011. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Your Honor, if I understood correctly after briefly conferring with counsel for the defendant, that they would be willing for the purposes of this hearing to stipulate to the admissibility of these documents for the court's in-camera review. Have I stated that correctly?
You have.
All right, so stipulated.
Your Honor, in the interest of time, I would present these documents to the court. As admitted.
Provide the original to the court reporters and provide the court a copy of them.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, very good.
And that would be no further questions.
All right.
We have no questions.
Sure. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
State ready for the jury, state and defense.
Your Honor, one moment, please.
That wraps up the second segment of courtroom coverage for the Alec Murdaugh trial today on the 3rd of February, 2023. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage, commentary, and breaking updates on this case. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved. It's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. Smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved, it's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. Smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved, it's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. Smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.